Blog Talk Radio.
Abba Father.
That's right.
Information that's miseducation. I'm Genesis, I'm here to resurrect this generation. Wake up, let's go, this location's about to blow. Ignorance is no excuse, so now you know. Let's go, wake up, let's go, this location's about to blow. Ignorance is no excuse, so now you know. Yeah, we taking back everything they ever stole. No surrender, victory is our goal. Yeah,
yes, he is Lord. Those who don't believe the truth of God Jesus, they don't receive.
They set themselves up for the mark, the chip system. Didn't want Emmanuel, no, God is not with them. Chasing money, chase God, we sound funny. Replace a dollar with the chip, gon' leave you stuck like dummies. You can't eat by a cell, can't even clock in. Satan didn't want you, know only with Jesus we win. People worship him, we trick them with the signs of the beast. We offer the gospel to them, but they ain't want their faith in Christ. Not falling for Satan by taking the mark of the beast. I'm going to heaven with my mama, she already at peace.
Yes.
You can claim anything and they can't say nothing. Yeah. So hard, so hard, and your balls might blow a couple brains with a button. Yeah. Pull triggers, push dope, them figures might double up something. Uh-huh. Can't nobody tell bruh nothing. Uh-huh. But talking about the Lord, it's going too far, y'all funny. Hey, can I get another one heating up? NBA Jam on five, deep enough. Going hard like the score might even up. But it won't, too cold, I'm sleeping up. Why be ashamed? We seen enough. Yeah. He was bleeding, no breathing, and beating up. Yeah. Ain't got no reason to leave him, I'm told. He bought my soul. He picked this life, and did he even know? Yeah. Celebration's best win. Yeah. We got grace, we resting. Yeah. Made a groom, we stepped in. Now every day's a reception. Yeah. Still gotta serve my God, no lie. Still unashamed. Yeah. On the mic, I might disappear. Oh my, still unashamed. Yeah. Head down, what we got so high. Know what we got here, glad that we got here, now I won't die. Made a click back, sit back, been a long way. Just that 116 route, you know what it is. Made a click back, sit back, been a long way. Just that 116 route, still unashamed.
I am so, yeah. unashamed, why we still running, man? 100 long, unaffected, we still unaffected, I get it. No, we cannot be quiet. Get a click back, but we not violent. Why the killer sitting on the side silent? But you know your boy known us on a riot. Been a minute since we did it, baby, here we go. Tell the real how it is while we live low. For the crew, nothing new, mission isn't old. In your hood, out in Texas, where we rise low. Rise low. I'm Dallas at the classic, riding classics, all keys to my knees. And the team on that 116, you know how I go. And I'm still working while you still lurking. You can't burn me, man, I'm so determined. Yeah, you can't deter me. I'm still here until they close the curtain.
Still gotta serve my God, no lie. Still unashamed. On the mic, I might disappear. Oh my, still unashamed. Head down, what we got so high, they try. Still unashamed. Know what we got here, glad that we got here. Now I won't die. Hey, click back, click back. Been a long way, just that 116 route. Unashamed about anything. More dope, more coke, more killing, man. Our favorites is when we get degraded. It's really strange. But you'll be on the D-list if you wanna talk about Jesus. Boy, I'm finna state my thesis. They want me to love them in secret like they do their sad pieces. Let me see them hands in the air right now. 116 if you here right now. Some say we change, we don't care right now. Chase the cash like we in a bad love affair right now. Get a rumor through the bed right now. Put them out of bed right now. Got this red wine, count this communion. Cause I am trying to get this bread right now. This plan, I know some people erasing our names. Say we vacated our claims. And I'm like, well, it is 10 years later we changed. We ain't took paper and traded for shame. We took our time navigating our lanes. When we made mistakes, we should take out the blame. But we still unashamed of the same name. Shoot for the sky, baby, bang, bang. And we ride with the same gang. Nothing but the blood from the same vein. Yeah.
Now guilty's the picture you can't frame us. I'm cool if I'm faithful, but they ain't famous. Yeah, I'm cool if I'm faithful, but they ain't famous. Yes, sir. 116.
Yeah. It's been a long time coming. We here now. We here now. We here now. We here now. You hear that?
They wanted me to fail, dead or living in a cell. But to minister, the only way to get me in a jail. Made it past 25 and I'm doing pretty well. On my way to heaven while I'm here, I'm finna give them hell. I ain't never bowed down to these devils in the game. Probably never see the most high levels in the game. But I'm for the most high, homie, never will I change. I don't play by the rules, I'm a menace to the game. If I got a problem with it, I'ma say something. Staying bold on my faith and I ain't budging. And I'm all for respect, but I walk on the set with a cross on my neck and I ain't changed. Praise God, only way to go is Yahweh. It ain't no other way to heaven, ain't no other gate. I know they wanna hate, they praying I'ma go away. But not until he return and none of us know the day. And I got more to say.
I see the media playing. They picking the most ignorant, we're never betraying us. You grew up black, you knew what it's like. They do it to Christ, they muzzle the wise and get somebody foolish a mic.
To make us all look crazy, they come up with topics. Ask the craziest pastor that none of us rock with. You thinking he a fool, we think he a fool too. But they telling you we all agree with the fools do. But get ready for the true church. Where we are church, we don't just do church. Pray for the feeble and sore clothing and feeding the poor, loving the people and showing them they true worth. We ready to do work. But they saying it's a white man religion, forced on us by the master that white men invented. Tell it to the Christians in Ethiopia that never had to be enslaved by the white man to get it. Careful what you putting in your ears now. Hard to hear the truth cause the lie talk real loud. We yelling Jesus, they yelling chill out. Nah, but you can tell them that we here now.
We here now, we here now, we here now.
Mm-hmm, that right.
We here now, we here now, we here now.
What he
say? Tell them that we here now, we here now, we here now.
We
here now, we here now, we here now.
You been here.
We here now.
Mic check, 1212 was cracking. And how are you? You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. Today's topic, yeah, the blood of Jesus. Yeah, that made me pull out the big guns. Yeah, yeah, pull out the big boy on this one, bruh. You know what I'm talking about? For real, the blood of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's tight right there by itself. The blood of Jesus. Over your vaccine. Hashtag I am covered. How about that? Oh, yeah. On fire. That's right. The blood of Jesus over your vaccine. This when Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua. Just somebody that's still cuckoo for Christ. Y'all tripping. 2020 came, and then 2021 came, and y'all tripping? Humans, you better repent now, for the kingdom of heaven is in your face. The blood of Jesus over your vaccine. I am covered. First of all, this vaccine is not the cure. That part. Yeah, the vaccine ain't the cure. But they show, well, okay, why are they pushing it like it is the cure, though? It's a shame that they are not saying God is greater than the coronavirus. It is a shame that they are not saying, put on the whole armor of God and stand against Satan during these times. It's a shame that they are saying the same thing that the world is saying. Yeah, I'm talking about the church, cuz. Mm-hmm. These churches. How about that? Not the church, but these churches. It's a shame that Rev them ain't, that, what y'all scared? Got to be. They saying the same thing that the world is saying, even reacting like the world, cuz. That's why you got to look to Jesus, who is the author and finisher of your faith, not the ray of them. It's a shame, Charlie. How they saying they got faith, but they are really walking by sight. It's a shame, cuz. Yeah, oh, I'm covered by the blood. What you going to do? You know, I'm ordained by God. So what? What's we here now? So because they're afraid. They saying they walking by faith. How they got faith, But they really walking by sight because they are afraid of coronavirus. And if these folks weren't reporting the coronavirus every time you turn on TV or the radio and all this and the vaccine, they wouldn't even be thinking about this. But the spirit of truth is still saying this, though. Yeah, the spirit of truth is still saying that Jesus is the Lord. Yeah, it don't matter what the rest of them saying no more. The spirit of truth is still saying that Jesus is the Lord. Constant. God did not give us the spirit of fear. The spirit is still telling us this. God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I ain't thinking like the world think, cuss. I ain't got the mind that they got, cuss. Or cuz it. Jesus' blood is greater than the coronavirus and the vaccine. Run and tell that one. Yeah, blow this up. Put this across your news. When you listen to this, editing this, blow this up. Jesus' blood is greater than the coronavirus and the vaccine. Hear the word of the Lord. Y'all want to hear something? Yeah, y'all want to listen to all these people? You want to listen to Fauci? You want to listen to CDC? You want to listen to old Grandpa Biden? Did he say that? Yeah. But hear the word of the Lord. Check this out. For though you wash yourself with nitrate or salt, and you take much soap, got much soap on you, wash your hands, remember, yet your iniquity is marked before me, says the Lord. That's Jeremiah 2:22. Yeah, the prophets don't never go out of style. I don't care. The spirit of the Lord is, that's the word of God is living. Speaking right now to 2021. Yeah, he got the whole world in his hand. Y'all forgot, cuz? You had more faith in God when you were singing that song as a child than you do now? He said you got to come to him with like a childlike heart. You got to humble yourself like a little bitty child when it comes to you and God. He the Father. He the Almighty. You ain't nothing. I ain't nothing. But with him, we everything. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. With him, we everything. For though you wash yourself with nitrate, you bathe in salting, you take much soap on you, you put much soap, got all the hand sanitizer, yet your iniquity is marked before me. Your iniquity is marked before me, says the Lord. No soap, Lysol, neither any vaccines will ever get rid of our sins, disobedience, and iniquities. Yeah, Lysol, soap, they don't work. Vaccine, they don't work. And then, look, none of this stuff don't work against death, because when it's your time to go, you going to go. You got an expiration date on this earth. Only time, I'm talking about only way that you can look at death and victory is when you're looking through Jesus the Christ, who is the resurrection that swallowed death up in victory for us. So quit rejecting Jesus and receive him. Yeah, you either going to get God's love or his wrath. So no soap, no Lysol, neither any vaccine will ever get rid of our sins, our disobedience, and iniquities, which is the cause of the coronavirus, which is a pestilence according to God and his word. For the wrath of God, yeah, y'all don't want to love, right? For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. Think about that. Man think that he run this earth by himself? God ruled heaven and earth, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, of humans. Look at all these evil movies. Look at all these evil songs. Look at all these evil new artists that they got out here. Yeah, they call them artists. I'm talking about they devilish, cuz. You don't think God see this? Yeah, Satan tricking the world. But we got the mind of Christ. We got a sound mind. We got power. We got love. We ain't got the spirit of fear. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness, all of it, and unrighteousness of humans who hold or suppress or hold back the truth and unrighteousness. Ain't no excuse. We created by God. We created for God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. And we already turned up. You know what I'm talking about? We are interactive radio broadcast. Interactive worldwide broadcast. You over here, we pray. You know what I'm saying? Finna do that in a few. We worship and praise. We about to do that in a few too. You know what I'm talking about? We got them scriptures on deck, of course. Got to feed our faith, your faith, my faith. We got to eat. Mm-hmm. Feed our faith. Yeah, over here, you will get your problem solved by doing, because this is faith and action on display. This is faith with works. This ain't no dead faith. You'll know God's true disciples by the love that they show, and you will know that God is with his true disciples by the power that he show. Mm. By the power that God show. Mm. What? Hallelujah. Yeah, this one hip hop, Mr. Christ. So faith and action, that get your, that'll solve your problems. We got the problem solver. Alright? Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you for bringing us together to hear from you. Make us doers of your word as well, Father. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth. Yeah, this is still your earth. So let your will be done. Let your kingdom come on earth. Come, Lord Jesus, as it is in heaven. Have your way. We submit to you, Father. We resist the devil and we make him flee. Continue to make him flee. Yeah, because he ain't nothing but a flea. In the almighty name of Jesus, you continue to have your way. Touch every heart, mind, soul, spirit that's tuned in to hear from you, Father. And again, let us hear from you and let us do what you're saying, Father. Yeah, let us continue to keep our faith in you. Let us trust you even more, Father. You done snatched everything out and made everything open and naked like you see it. So let us trust in you during these times. They call it unprecedented. We calling it still godly. We understand we still walking by faith and not by sight like we did before 2020, 2021. Let your kingdom come always. Your will be done always, Father, in our lives. As it is in heaven, we give you the glory, Father, in the name of Jesus. Have your way. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for your scriptures and your spirit of truth that leads us and guides us into all of the truth. Jesus, you are the truth. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. I feel like preaching. Yes, sir. Feel like preaching up in here. Yes, sir. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis, man. We go live Tuesdays, 7 p.m. Eastern, for that Hip Hop and Jesus Bible study. You know what I'm talking about? 7 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays. Hip Hop and Jesus. We play that hip-hop that glorifies God, and we get into these scriptures. That's Jesus. He is the Word. The Word became flesh. Mm-hmm. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. Yeah. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. Look, God's so almighty. He's so big and bad that he's the I am. You know what I'm talking about? I am. Mm-hmm. You like that, man. You know what I'm talking about? So, live Tuesdays, Hip Hop and Jesus at 7 p.m. Eastern. Live Saturdays, today, that's Saturday, right? 11 a.m. Eastern. We do topics from the Word of God, from the all-knowing one. You know what I'm talking about? And right now, we're getting into, getting on down to where we're going to worship and praise. You know what I'm talking about? We already understand that worship, that's, you know, the way we live unto God. That's our lifestyle. You know what I'm talking about? Worshiping. Praise God. In the spirit and in the truth. So, yeah, we play a few worship songs. You know what I'm talking about? Get our hearts and our minds right to thank God. You know what I'm talking about? If you there, where you can personally, you know, lift your hands up and or get on your knees and cry out to God. Hey, do what you do. This worship and praise. This is what we do, man. This ain't this just a little segment of the broadcast, but, you know, we live our lives unto God. We worship and praise him every day, man. He always good. Uh-oh, yes, sir. Somebody say, he always good. Yeah, that's my father. Somebody else say, yeah, that's my father. He always good. Yeah, say it in your preaching voice. Say, he always good. That's what I'm talking about. When hip-hop meets the Christ, so, yeah, man, it's fired up already. So let's worship God, Abba Father. In the spirit and in the truth, appreciate everybody tuning in, man. We're going to get into it. We got these scriptures on deck. I hope I don't think it's going to be a part two, but I got a bunch of scriptures, so you're going to be good and strong. Your faith going to be good and strong by the time it's over. Appreciate you tuning in, man. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, we'll be right back after this segment of worship and praising God together, though, in spirit and in the truth. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you. Truth is I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm altered out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left to do. Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try. But still my soul refuses to die. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to give. My heart is torn in pieces. Is my offer
to you. Appreciate you tuning in, however you tuned in, man. Yeah, we still over here going in. You know what I'm talking about? Gotta do it now, man, when they living in the days where they shut churches down, when they got more fear than faith and carrying on, because that's all I seen. I'm outside of looking in. That's what I seen. Y'all been kicking me out of the church, so I can look out, I can look back at these churches and look. What are you doing? I didn't know they had a form of godliness and denying the power of God. What the? Yeah, we finna skip every other part of the broadcast. We finna get right to the message because I got to, it's urgent. Urgent. So we skipping everything. But I will tell you, Facebook, Joshua, his messenger, Grant on Facebook. Yeah, follow me on Facebook or what have you. Whatever you got to do. Joshua, his messenger. One word, his messenger. All right? His messenger spelled the regular way, but just together. And Grant, Joshua, his messenger, Grant on Facebook, on Instagram, at Joshua Oasis Grant, on YouTube, When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. Just Google When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. You know what I'm talking about? Appreciate everybody tuning in. But yeah, man. Yeah. About to get into it, man. So today's topic, the blood of Jesus over your vaccine. The blood of Jesus over the coronavirus. Angels can't get coronavirus. God don't get no coronavirus. Jesus don't get no coronavirus. What? They ain't touching him. Bullets, torture, jails, prisons, judges, police, whoever ain't touching Jesus. They already did that. They already tried that. He overcame that. He overcame death. Jesus is the resurrection. How y'all get the vaccine so you can live long on earth? Don't you? Heaven is our home. It's getting heated. Heaven is our home. You forgot? We just passing through. I remember that song. Heaven is my home. I'm just passing through. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. I can't feel at home. Yeah, that was them Sopranos. I can't feel at home. That back in the days when I was a child. Can't feel at home in this world anymore. Don't worry, the Holy Spirit's still here, don't worry. You wasn't supposed to be looking to man. You wasn't supposed to be looking to rev them. You know, pastor been running the church without the apostles and the prophets and the evangelists. Yeah. They let the false prophets come in there, but the real apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, pastors, and teachers, it's five. And God did. I'm talking about the scriptures say that these were left and given for the equipping of the saints. You can look at the scriptures on them. For the equipping of the saints. No wonder the saints, they crippled the saints because the churches, these churches have been running by pastor, and pastor just started having his appreciation, and pastor started acting like nobody can't check him, but forgot that, boy, God see everything you're doing. God know your thoughts before they hit your head. The blood of Jesus against our misunderstandings. Yeah, the blood of Jesus will cover you if you come unto him. Rip Grader in the chat room said uncovered. Yeah, they ain't covered. They got the vaccine, but they still ain't covered. Because they got the vaccine, they still catch a coronavirus. Yeah, that Delta say, man, I ain't studying that. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, I can't feel at home in this world. I sure enough can't feel at home. And I was living by faith before 2020. Somebody said, I was living by faith before 2020. Come on, man. So when 2020 kicked in, get what I still was doing? Living by faith, not by sight. The world was saying that 2020, we can see clear, right? But I'm talking about they be saying the right thing, but I be listening. Got the spirit of truth. So I started seeing God more clearly. I saw God more clearly in 2020. I see him even more clear in 2021. You know what I'm talking about? So let's get into these scriptures, man. I know y'all ready. We're going to start off in Genesis chapter 6. Let's go to the beginning. Let's go to the root of the Rona. Yeah, put that on a t-shirt. The root of the Rona, cuz. And then put the scriptures on the back of it. The root of the Rona, what that is? Cut right and look on the back. Then go get your Bible. Because the word of God is for everybody, whether they believe it or not. God loved the world so much. He asked you. He wasn't depending on you and your love for him. He loved you so much. He loved me so much. He loved the world so much that Jesus came. You see, Jesus, he ain't taking nobody else's blood. That vaccine, the coronavirus ain't running from nobody else's blood. Yeah, I'm talking about my mama. You told me a story. I'm talking about that blood of Jesus. That's the big guns. She said one day, she always used to say Jesus. So when I would go in the, be walking, and there'd be a dog off the leash or something like that, and it's running at me,
I stumped my foot. I'm talking about 5 years old. I stumped my foot and said, Jesus, that dog ran the other way. You see what I'm saying? So she always say the name Jesus. It's power in the name and all this, right? Y'all know how it go. You know what I'm talking about? I had a saint, a real saint for a mom. She in heaven now. You know what I'm talking about? Well, yeah. I ain't forgot what she taught me, but she said, I always say Jesus. So one day she said that my brother got sick, her child, and then my auntie, her sister, come over there checking her because my mama wouldn't take her child to the hospital. You know what I'm saying? Because she had faith. My mama had faith. She praying. She believed in God for healing, just like that. You know what I'm talking about? So her older sister was in her face, talking about, you ain't nothing but a fool. Mm. And my mama, you know, I'd always tell my mama, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Y'all know y'all, that's that real right there. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. She'll be saying it. She said, so the lady, her sister, got all in her face. You ain't nothing but a fool. My mama said, she said, the blood of Jesus. And she said, my auntie, her sister, backed up, jumped up out of her face. I'm talking about, bam. I said, yes, sir, that's what I'm talking about. The blood of Jesus. Y'all done made me pull out the big guns. Y'all acting like fools out this mug, man. So let me pull out the blood of Jesus. Over your vaccine, I am covered. The blood of Jesus. Over the coronavirus. Genesis chapter 6, starting at verse 5. Scared of this truth, huh? But we ain't. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, we are the sons of God. And ain't no coronavirus gonna touch us. Yeah. We sons of God because of the Son of God. Verse 5, Genesis chapter 6 says, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Not the wickedness of God. He always good. But the wickedness of humans was great in the earth. And that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil. Only evil, shouted. Continually, too. Every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. If you want to get God's attention in the wrong way? All right. Only, I'm talking about it, just pushing all this. They got a show called Evil. Matter of fact, called Devil. Show called Lucifer was on TV. That was a show. Evil on TV now, right? Come on, man. People watching this stuff. The Walking Dead. They watching it. But what's wrong with y'all, cuz? But it was only evil, continually. And, the may God may. Verse 6 says, and it repented the Lord. Made the Lord sorry. See what I'm saying? It repented the Lord that he had made humans, made man on the earth. And it grieved him at his heart, hurting God. Walk around acting like Satan. Y'all, why y'all got a show called Evil on TV? And why y'all watching it? Yeah. Why y'all put Lucifer on TV, first of all? And then why y'all watching it? Y'all shouldn't even release it. Y'all shouldn't even be making it. So you can tell they back there in behind the scenes worshiping Satan. It ain't just what you've been hearing. They doing it. You got the proof. They got Lucifer, Evil, a TV show called Evil. Come on, man. You ain't got to have HBO or nothing. It's on regular old TV. Make sure you get this, right? And be careful because they got the evil all in the cartoons. I was looking at it. It was something on TV the other day, and it was a cartoon. They were talking about, all right, now who else got evil? Who else could tell me something? I'm like, bro, what the heezy, bro? Yeah, the blood of Jesus. Somebody say that. Yeah, the blood of Jesus. Y'all want to act like that? You want to be, you know, show your behind? We finna whoop your behind with the blood of Jesus then. Yeah, because we don't wrestle flesh and blood, so I ain't studying humans. I ain't studying y'all. But Satan, oh, yeah, he know he going to get it. He know it, man. Yeah, Genesis chapter 6. Verse number 7 says, and the Lord said, okay, because man hurt him, man hurt God. So verse 7, this is cause and effect now. He's sorry that he made us now. He's gonna mess us up, just like the dinosaur, get rid of us, right? The Lord said, I will destroy man, see? God is love. Yeah, his love. You hurt his love, though. You know, if he loved, since he loved, he made us and gave us everything we needed. He made us straight. He made us upright. So we rejected his love. So now the Lord, I told you, remember, when it says Jesus is Lord, you might well say Jesus is warrior. Because when you see Lord, look what it say after that. The Lord said, I will destroy. When you see him as Lord, I'm telling you, I'm going to kick you. Okay, forget that. I will destroy. Let me read. Genesis chapter 6, verse 7. And the Lord said, I will destroy man. I will destroy humans whom I have created. The devil didn't create you. Humans didn't create you. Your mama and daddy did not create you. Jesus was born from a virgin. All right, God created your mom and daddy. God created you. Got you together. Got your mom and daddy together to make you. And me, yeah, we in here. You know what I'm talking about? So the Lord said, I'm going to destroy man whom I have created. I'm going to tear it up from the face of the earth, both man and beast. We so bad, I'm talking, he finna tear the beast up in there. The animals ain't even dead, nothing cut. Yeah, the whole creation is waiting for us to be revealed, the sons of God, right? That's scripture. Look at this. I'm going to tear up the man, both man, I'm going to destroy man and beast and the insects too. God, creeping things, they finna go, and the birds, the fowls of the earth, God. For it repented me that I have made them. I'm talking about God made the earth for us to rule and reign on the earth. He made the animals to bow down to us. We got dominion. You know, the creeping thing, all this stuff don't supposed to be attacking us. The birds, them songs, singing for us, unto God. But they, boy, that's one thing I focused on last year, too. I said, well, let me go out here. And I'm talking about God started saying, look at these birds still singing unto me every day, son. I'm like, yeah, you're right. The birds still chirping. Soon as the coronavirus kicked in, I'm like, boy, I tell you, I seen God more clearly. I ain't the only one. Yeah, we sons of God. This is us, the believers, the ones who hear and do. So it repented God. It repented him. Made him. He regretted that he made us. Not to destroy us like the dinosaurs that he made before us. And I didn't believe in dinosaurs because I don't believe in nothing unless it's in this Bible. But one of my homies at that time, he showed me. He was like, hey, he said, dinosaurs in the Bible. I said, no, cuz. He said, yes, it is. And I said, man, you show me the scripture. I believe it. So we went to his crib, to his mama crib. He asked his mama. He said, mom, what scripture that is where they talk about the dinosaur? And then his mama said, Job. I said, huh? Job. So we're getting to Job, and he showed me the scripture. And they talk about the behemoth, and I was like, hold on. I remember the behemoth, that was something big in school. And it talked about the reason that God made them. And I was always wondering, because we got Stone Mountain here, so we got some trees on top of Stone Mountain. I'm like, man, I wonder how the trees going to be up on the mountain. And they talking about you got to have dirt and soil and all this, but these trees on the rock, like. And then you read Job, and they talk about the trees that's on the rock is for the behemoth. That's how God fed the dinosaur. And then they talk about the Leviathan, which is what they call the Loch Ness Monster. All this is in Job. You see what I'm saying? Talk about how he sneezed and fire come out. That's like dragon, right? I'm like, don't, bro. I tell you, I don't believe in the lessons in the Word, but guess what? Everything we need in there, everything in the Word. The Bible covers everything. Jesus is the life. The Word became flesh. The Word of God is Jesus. That's why Satan don't want nobody to say Jesus. But that's why we coming back with the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost exalts Jesus, and we coming back with the blood of Jesus over your vaccine. Can't wash your sins away with no vaccine. Can't wash your sins away by cleaning stuff with no Lysol. Can't wash your iniquity away with this. You can't keep the coronavirus away. You see it's eating up the vaccine, bruh. Shoot. Yeah, I'll tell you, I spit on your vaccine, huh? This between you and God. Uh-oh. Yeah, say it. Make it personal. Say, this is between me and God. That's for everybody on the earth that's living right now. Young or old. Mm-hmm. Children too, yeah. Yeah. I'm talking about between us and God. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. That's verse 8. Are you going to be the modern day Noah for 2021? You going to find grace in the eyes of the Lord so God can spare something and save something? So he finna tear the whole thing up, but then he looked and seen somebody still believe in me. Are you going to be that one? you ain't gonna be the only one, because I'm one too, and then it's more people that's listening, they believers too, and you know, it's more that's not listening that's believers. So I'm just saying, but will you be cuckoo enough to be that one? Yes, sir. So that's the root of the Rona right there. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 5, really, the wickedness of man being great in the earth and the imagination of the thoughts of his heart being evil. Because they only pushing evil. It's not only evil because, like I said, over here, you hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ being preached. So everybody is not with that crap. So as long as God's spirit is here, you will never see a one world order. Okay, let me say it right. As long as God's spirit is here, you will never see that one world order. Did he say older? Yeah, one world older. Yeah, smell like Satan. But long as God's spirit is here, come on, the spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit is holding Satan back right now. They want to push the agenda and go ahead and do it. You see they do it, they trying. But the Holy Spirit still in the way. Yeah, got to get everybody in here first. And then when God take his spirit off the earth and everybody that got his spirit activated, yeah, that's the rapture. You know what I'm talking about? Going away. Yeah, the word rapture ain't in it, but the event is in 1 Thessalonians. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Next scripture we going to is Psalms chapter 23. Psalms chapter 23. This for us. Somebody say this for me. Yeah, you better get this. I'm reading the word, man. So I'm just the messenger delivering them. Get some good mail in your mailbox here. Psalms chapter 23. Verse 4 says, yea, though I walk through what? The valley of the shadow of death. What I'm going to do? I will fear no evil. Why? For God is with me. You are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I'm going to stay in his word, cuz. I'm going to take God's word over Fauci's word. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. I'm going to take God's word over Grandpa, great-grandpa Biden's word. Uh-oh. Yeah, great-grandpa. I'm going to take God's word over it. God's word is still standing. He's ageless. He don't get old like Biden and Fauci and all them other scary folks, this older generation. Nah, we got faith over here with the younger one. X. Y'all call us X, right? We just take that, and that's the hip-hop generation, right? We take that X and flip it because God did it and turn it into a cross. You take that same X and you turn it a certain way, it'll make a cross. Y'all trying to fool us. Ain't trying to fool us, y'all. But God. So, yea, though we walking through the valley of the shadow of death, we ain't fearing no evil, for God is with us, his rod and staff comforting us. Stay in the word. Keep your faith in him. You know what I'm talking about? That's atonement. Yeah. Atonement by the blood. Let's go get it. Revelation. Revelation chapter 1. Mm-hmm. The blood of Jesus. Revelation chapter 1. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. All right, Revelation chapter 1, starting at verse 3. Let's get it. God is with us. Yeah, my life is in God's hand. The one who created the days for me before I even got here. The one who wrote all my members in his book before I even was created. Like, bruh, come on, man. Where you think scientists get it from? Uh-oh. But they don't want to give God the props. They don't want to give him the praise. Most scientists want to study or whatever and then try to go against God. Anyway, that's another subject for another time. Revelation chapter 1. Let's get this blood of Jesus. Verse 3 says, Blessed is he that reads and they that hear the words of this prophecy. Hold on. Let's pause right quick. Go to verse 1. Because you, Revelation chapter 1, verse 1 tells you what the whole book of Revelation is about. I don't think we realize that, but that's why the Holy Spirit is here. You see what I'm saying? The revelation of Jesus Christ. That's what revelation is now. This is the revelation, what God revealed to Jesus. Now, look, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him. This is what God revealed unto Jesus. This is Revelation chapter 1, verse 1. To show unto his servants, that's us, things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel. So he sent it. He sent the message. He sent the revelation and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. That's who ended up writing the book of Revelation. But John followed Jesus. That's John.
All right, so we in Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed is he that reads and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. So keep this in your heart. The time is at hand. All right? Verse number 4, Revelation 1 says, John, to the seven churches which are in Asia. It's seven spirits of God, right? All right? So John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace be unto you. And peace from him which is. He's always there. He's I am, right? He's the beginning and the end, right? Him which is and which was. He already been here. He here now. He already been here. Back then, walked in the body as Jesus Christ, right? As a human, a man. And he is which to come. Which is to come. He is coming. But I thought that's ever present right there. He is, he was, and he is to come. What? So he's still here now, and he coming too? Yeah. And from the seven spirits which are before his throne. God, he can, he's awesome. He's dynamic like that. That's the word I hear. He can do it like that. Verse 5 says, and from Jesus Christ. From Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness. This is who Jesus is, the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Unto him that loved us. And he the one that washed us. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. He the one that washed us. I ain't got to wash myself. Know what I'm talking about? I don't even take baths. You know what I'm talking about? I don't never take no bath, cuz. Like, no. I take showers. Yeah, go ahead on. Go ahead. Yeah, I take showers. I'm like, no, I'm finna get off this broadcast. This boy just said he looked like Pig Pen from Charlie Brown. I take showers now. Gotcha. I'm just saying hallelujah, though, for that. But back over here, he the one that loved us. He loved us so much that he washed us from our sins in his own blood. By bathing the blood of Jesus. Wait. He washed us in his blood, cuz. I could just stay right there, cuz. It's so good right there. I'm talking about, man, that's good. Unto him, Jesus the Christ, that loved us and washed us from our sins in his blood. Mm-hmm. I need a blood bath. Wash us from our sins. Yeah, that's what they do. Yeah, and then go against Satan. Yeah, I'm talking, it's power in it, too. It washes you from your sins. Look at it. Think about it. The blood of Jesus washes you from your sins. So when you mess up, confess up, and get up and keep going, there's no condemnation to you that's in Christ. He washed us from our sins in his own blood. And, I say I could stay right there, but his old God, y'all know he'd be giving like this. He ain't stopped like, boy, that's good. I can just stay right here and wash from the sin. Look at the next verse, Revelation chapter 1. He ain't stopped right there. Verse 6 says, and he has made us kings and priests. Kings ordained by God, right? He made us kings. God made, yeah, Jesus made us kings and priests unto God. It don't matter what they think or what they doing. We own what we, this is our true identity. This is what we live by every day, every night. He has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So when you over here, you're truly following Jesus Christ, you want to make sure you're giving him all the glory, right? The Holy Spirit lives in us. The Holy Spirit exalts Jesus. When these people get in public, in private, they are with this Jesus. But when they get in public, if they don't say Jesus in the public, you know they don't have the Holy Spirit, or they quenching the Holy Spirit, or something going on. Because I just say they don't have the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit is the one that exalts, magnifies Jesus. The devil wants Jesus' name turned down. He'll tolerate God. But God, the one put the power in the name of Jesus. God, the one that did, I'm talking about, redeemed us through the blood of Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? So he has made us kings and priests. We're on Revelation chapter 1, verse 6. He made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory, giving him all the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Now, God wants us to dominate the earth. Made us to dominate the earth, but not to dominate it without him. You don't supposed to leave God out. You don't supposed to just call God when you're in trouble. But that's humans. Verse 7 says, behold, he coming with clouds. Look at this. Check this out.
whether they forgot, whether they stopped believing it, whether they think it's a fairy tale or not, the word of God is true. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 7 says, behold, that means look at this. You're going to see this. He coming with clouds, and every eye shall see. That means every eye he created. You think I'm tripping? Let me keep reading this verse then. All right. Every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him. They gone. They dead already. Even they which pierced him back then on the cross, nailed him and all that, they going to see. Every eye shall see him. Let me go back to the beginning of verse 7, Revelation chapter 1. Behold, he comes with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kind or all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. Now, Jesus said, when I come back, will I find faith on the earth? Look at everybody wailing because of him. Not everybody, but it says nations, all the nations and stuff. Not us. Somebody said, not me. Yeah, we used to do a game, you know what I'm saying? Let's play tag or free tag, whatever. And everybody just say, not it. Whoever was the last person that say, not it, they was the one. Not it, not it. So I said, not it, not, no, I'm not. Mm-mm. No, I'm not going. That's not for me. Yeah, I'm not going to be wailing. I'm going to be rejoicing. That's why he says, rejoice now. Remember this every day when you get up. This is the day that the Lord has made. That go for the day. That go for the year. That go for the month. Okay, I should have said months first. But anyway, y'all get it. Every day, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice, or let us rejoice and be glad. So rejoice and be happy about rejoicing. Be glad about rejoicing in it, man. God is in control. He got the whole world in his hand, remember? He was a little kid. But all the earth, all kindreds of the earth, they going to wail because of him. Because why? They ain't believe in him no more. They going to call out to the rocks. You continue to read Revelation, they're going to call out to the rocks and tell the rocks to fall on them. They talking about doomsday prepping and going in caves and all that anyway, underground and all this stuff. Come on, man. They're going to call out to the rocks, talking about rocks and mountains fall on us instead of calling out to God. Call out something that God created. Talking about fall on us and hide us from the one who's sitting on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. That's what they going to say. So every atheist know that it's, come on, man, even the demons know it's a God and tremble. Come on, man. They would die to excuse because God already revealed it to them. You read Romans chapter 1, you'll see that. Yeah, God revealed it to them. So they are without it. The Bible say they are without excuse. Because what may be known of God, he has revealed it to them. They suppress it. They hold it down. They holding it back. All right, Revelation chapter 1, verse 8 says, I am Alpha and Omega. This is how great God is. The beginning and the end. He's so great. He is the beginning. He is the end. Yeah. Your mama couldn't even be with you in the womb when you was in her womb. She couldn't be with you in there. She was outside. She had to do what she had to do to reach the inside with the food and all that. But God was in there with you. That means nobody's closer to God. I'm talking about your mama, the closest thing to you. She's birthed you, you know what I'm saying? Tearing you for 9 months. You know what I'm talking about? But can't even be in there with you and make sure you get delivered. God do that. Make sure you got delivered and be safe and got to how old you are today? How old are you? Yeah, see, me, I got a birthday coming up. My birthday is tomorrow. But I turned 40 2 years ago. I turned 40. And I've been staying 40 ever since, you know. I'm staying 40 until I'm 50, and y'all can hate if you want to, but I'm going to celebrate because I'm staying 40. Yeah, for 10 years. Yeah. Yeah, we don't live by the rules of the world, man. God renew our youth. I don't know what y'all talking about. Shoot. Better get you some of this. But yeah, man, let's go back over here. Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, says the Lord. I'm the beginning and the ending. Wow, says the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Now, it started off in red. In my Bible, I got one of them books that's, you know, in red. That's the words of Jesus. So Revelation chapter 1, verse 8 is actually in red. Where it starts off, it says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. That's how you know God is Jesus. Jesus is God. Emmanuel, because that skip over us, right? God with us, shout it. That's what it means. That's Jesus, God with us. He's God with us. The blood of Jesus, yeah, washes us. Yeah, cleanses our sins away. Makes us kings and priests unto God. Boy, that makes us presentable to God. The blood of Jesus makes us presentable to God. Wow. Revelation chapter 1. Yeah, be born again of God, washed in the blood of Jesus. Revelation chapter 1, go to verse 17 and verse 18. Verse 17 says, when I saw him, though, yeah, this John who walked with Jesus on earth, seeing Jesus, you know, like in Revelation, like in heaven and everything, like as his full being the resurrection. Now, verse 17, John saying this, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. Man, you really see Jesus as God. I thought you really get a taste of his presence, but you will fall out like, oh, shoot, wait, thank you. You will sit your behind down and recognize and realize, oh, shoot, I ain't nothing compared to God. Boy, stop. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not. So don't fear. I am the first and the last. You believe in him. I'm talking about this is somebody who believed in him that fell out when he saw him. Walked with Jesus and still saw him and felt like he was dead when he seen Jesus. In his resurrected in revelation form, man. Like, why? Fear not. He's still saying, don't fear. Yeah, God didn't give you the spirit of fear, so every time you're scared, God will let you know, don't fear. I am with you. I am the first and the last. Verse 18 says, I am he that lives. Yeah, circle this verse. Remember this verse. Highlight it or something. Revelation 1, verse 18. I am he that lives. He's living. And I was dead. He already know what dead feel like. I was dead. Right. But I'm living now. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Yeah. Yeah, I popped with my butt. But, you know, he got nothing on Jesus. They say they be Elvis still alive. Yeah, Michael Jackson, all these conspiracies. Yeah. This ain't no conspiracy. This is the truth. Somebody say, this is the truth. This is greater than all that right there. That was my point. I am he that lives. I'm living. He letting you know. And was dead. His word is living still to this day. And I was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And then he let you know something else. And have the keys of hell and of death. I tell hell and death what to do. I can lock hell up and keep you out of it. Or I can open hell up and throw you in there. Ooh-wee, ooh. I got the keys of hell and of death. I tell death what to do. I'm the resurrection. I swallow death up. In victory, I am he that lives and was dead. Behold, I am alive forevermore. I ain't never dying no more. The only reason I die is so I can get victory over death for you and me. Boy, good God Almighty. Get him, Jesus. I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. Whew. What? That's the one you need to fear. Not no coronavirus that can kill your body, but then after that, it can't do nothing with you. But I show you who to fear. That's what Jesus said. He said that. That's what he told us. I show you who to fear. Fear the one that can kill you, because God is a killer too. Remember, I'm gonna destroy man. That's what he said, right? And that's what he did. I'm gonna destroy man and beast and all that. Right? But God, I'm gonna destroy it. So he's a killer. So fear the one that can kill you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And after that, he can still throw you in hell. Now, we're reading who got the keys of hell right here. I can kill you right now, and then still you got to face me. What God's saying. I can kill you from the earth, and then you still got to face me. And then where you going? I got the keys of hell and of death. Told you. Yeah, heaven throws Satan down. Why the heathen you scared of? Heaven throws Satan down. Why are you scared of Satan? Talking about you follow Jesus. Know what I'm talking about? Like, boy, what in the world? Verse 18, boy, that's it. Know what I'm talking about? Let's go. We're going to get some more, then we're going to take a praise break, and then come back, because I got plenty more scriptures. You know what I'm saying? I don't have any whole chapters, do I? Except Psalm 91. I'm still on that. I'm still highlighting that one all the way through. That's the scripture that God gave us, you know what I'm saying, soon today, want to try to shut stuff down and say something about this coronavirus in March of last year. So we've been on Psalm 91 ever since. It talk about the coronavirus and everything. Read it. You'll see it. It said a noisome pestilence in the King James Version. That would it say, a noisome pestilence. 1,000 shall fall at your side, 10,000 at your right, but it ain't going to come near you. And because you chose to keep your faith in God, what he going to do for you, all that's in Psalm 91. You know what I'm talking about? All right, so 1 Samuel, let's go there. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Again, appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We trying to get it in. We fouled up. But you know we got more, man. You know what I'm saying? You cannot go overboard. This is a buffet. All you can eat, all you can stand. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. But then you, you know, let it overflow. Because you want God to bless you like that. He do it like that. Good measure. That's all you can eat. That's good measure. Press down, shaking together, and run it over, right? All right. That's what you finna get up in here. I'm full now. You finna get some more. I'm gonna stuff you. That's how God. I'm gonna stuff you some more. You ain't full. All right. I'll go ahead and eat some more. I'm gonna stuff that spirit, stuff that heart with this God, this word of God. All right, 1 Samuel chapter number 17. I ain't even got there yet. I'm in there. I'm in 1 Samuel though. So chapter 17, we starting at verse 42. First Samuel chapter 17, reading verses 42 through 46. It says, and when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, disrespecting little David, because David a little fella. He ain't just little. See, this, you know, y'all know the story. David and Goliath. Yeah, all right. But this story, this is what's going on, right? So he disrespecting David. He disdained him, for he was but a youth. He young, and then this giant got the whole army scared. Now, the whole army of grown men and older than David, you know, scared. 21 and up, let's just say that. He got them scared. And then y'all sending David. David stepped forth. God the one sent David, though. For he was but a youth. So he disrespected him. And he ready and of a fair countenance. All right? So verse 43 says, and the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that you come to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods, right? Yeah, you cursing David by your little G-O-D-S. Yeah, that's what that vaccine is to these folks. That's their god. Verse 44 says, and the Philistine said to David, yeah, it is what it is. Verse 44, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 44, and the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give your flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. That sounds like the coronavirus trying to threaten us, right? This is what I'm going to do to you. All right? Now, look at verse 45. This is what we replied, just like David. Yeah, this is somebody who got faith in God. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45. Then David said to the Philistine. He wasn't scared. He said something back. You come to me with a sword and with a spear. And with a shield, right? But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. Yeah, we coming. Yeah, you coming to us with that death threat, but we coming back at you in the name of the Lord of hosts, in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, the God of the armies of Israel. Mm-hmm. We come against you. Yeah, we ain't running from you. Coronavirus, we not taking your vaccine. Humans that rush to make this and put it out and trying to get it into everybody ain't even had enough time to go through the process of making it approved by your little stupid system anyway. Ain't nobody caring about it anyway, cuz. All right. Yeah, some of us still going to live by faith in God, cuz. We going to go out like that. I ain't afraid of death, cuz Jesus swallowed death up. That's who I follow. I reverence God. I fear God. Verse 46, this day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will smite you. I'm going to hit you. I'm going to overcome you. I'm going to destroy you, take your head from you, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines. Yeah, I will give the carcasses of the whole army of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air. Yeah, we cursing and crushing coronavirus. You ain't coming on us. We cursing and crushing it right now in the name of Jesus. Yeah. To the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. How they going to know that there's a God in Israel if we ain't even standing for him? Yeah. That mother said point blank, period. Spell period with a T on the end of that mug, huh? Yes, point blank, period with a T on it, huh? You know what I'm talking about? For real, bruh. that all the earth may know who all the earth. Yeah, the coronavirus. I mean, okay, check it out. The coronavirus over all the earth, right? The vaccine can't even reach all the earth. But this is the God over all the earth right here. I don't give man no credit when something reaching the whole world, like something reaching the whole world. Oh, I give God the credit. I got to look to him. Man, just like me, man, I don't care how much they've been studying. There ain't nothing but vanity. And if my life vanity, that means all is vanity. Your life vanity, my life, and their life. I'm not going to listen to no vain man unless they, you know, got the Holy Spirit talking through them. That all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Keep your faith in God so that all the earth may know. When he started moving in your life during these times, during 2021, 2022, however long he going to let it last, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? When he started doing this, through your life, they're going to know that there's a God in Israel. We got his spirit in us. Yeah, God is still in control, man. God is still in control, whoa, man. God is still in control, children. God is still in control, teenage range. You thought I forgot? No. Yeah, y'all a special case. I remember I was a special case as a teen, too. The teenagers, y'all, the special case. So teenage friends, God is in control too. Let's go one more scripture, and then we go into a praise break. We'll come back, man. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. All right, First Samuel, we just did that. Leviticus chapter 17. Let's get that one. One verse from over here. Leviticus chapter 17. Appreciate you tuning in. No, God blessing you. You know what I'm talking about? So let's continue to get blessed, man. Leviticus chapter 17, and we spend our time like a movie is 2 hours these days. Come on, man, and it ain't going to feed your faith. Most of the movies not feeding your faith, and we'll go sit in the movie or watch a movie or watch something on TV, even through the commercials, man. We'll be dancing to some of the tunes on the commercial. They don't even work dance to. Ooh, ooh, I saw, let me get on back over here. Where I'm going? Leviticus chapter 2 will be coming. I'm going to be, boy. Snapping and cutting rug, boy. Yes, sir. Oh, Leviticus chapter 17. Don't mind me. Yeah, don't mind me. Somebody say, don't mind him. Don't mind him. Don't. It's just your homie Oasis, man. Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11 says, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. The life of the flesh is in the blood. And I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls. I gave my blood to make atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that makes an atonement for the soul. Not no soap, not no Lysol, not no hand sanitizer. Oh, and not no mask either. Uh-oh. Yeah, the mask thought he was, look, the mask tried to hide behind the vaccine and all that. Like, yeah, God see the mask. That ain't going to help either. Don't put your trust in this stuff. The whole arm of God. You know what I'm talking about? The whole arm of God. The blood of Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? The mask tried to hide. Well, he ain't talking about me. I'm going to hide behind the vaccine. No, that mask. Yes, sir. The blood makes atonement for your soul. And that's what this is all about. That's what 2020 been about. That's what 2021 is about. Us humans looking unto God. Yeah. The author and the finisher. The creator. Yeah. Our Father who is in heaven. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man, we about to take a little break here, man. Appreciate everybody tuning in, man. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. The blood of Jesus over your vaccine. Hashtag, I am covered up in here. Up in here. Up in here. We'll be back. Appreciate you.
I'm trying to find my way.
Yeah.
But something keeps pulling me back.
Turn my back on my ministry and didn't abandon my post. I was convicted, can you picture the face of the host? Family looking at me like I'm crazy. The kids was like, what's wrong with dad lately? Man, he's zoned out. I went the other route. The crash collision was mastered with them. It's like the depths of the lavish. Fiending for the paper, this rat shredded the cabbage. Sauna lifting weights like a savage. Couldn't tell me nothing. 50-pound curls with my West Coast playlist. And you don't play with Gerard Jr. in my dark season. Lord Jesus Christ, I need your healing. Cause everything that you taught me to dismantle has now become a temptation I don't think I can handle. And if I go that way, the soul taken by Satan vandals, the witch was set in meetings with dark spirits and candles. Oh no.
I'm trying to find my way, but something keeps pulling me back.
Swimming in a sea of sins in my mind.
I'm trying to find my way, but something keeps pulling me back.
Dark side, I'm tried by the fire. Deep inside the furnace, I'll rise. Yeah, consumed by conviction. Actions is the opposite. Prayers in the closet, any topic was the offering. Ignited, got my balance back. Excited demons know I'm strapped. Got hidden, but evil sin spirits drifting fast. Powerful messenger Christ, dominance all on the mic. Razor edge, pit bull on Satan, he full of fright. Jesus my trainer, Lucifer, he don't wanna fight. Bleeding out that blood of Christ, never was the anxious type. Healed cause he bore the stripes, war Jesus paid the price. Love, faith, and tolerance, even when they think they right. It ain't too many left, I hope that he keep in mind. Thankful for many breaths, even living in these times. Eyes on the promise, we peep the product while he drinking cups of Lucifer's vomit. We turning up sideways, watch us.
I'm trying to find my way, but something keeps pulling me back.
Swimming in a sea of sins in my mind.
I'm trying to find my way, but something keeps pulling me back.
Prophecy, Jesus got it lock and key. Thinking Christians blind and we never thinking logically. I don't move defensive with it, full trust inside of Jesus. Till they see him coming in the clouds, tell me who believes. Rap skills really nervous, God touch set to flourish. Love us and they hate us, but I promise you they can't ignore us. Gospel rapping taking over, game given to the soldier. Never selling out and crush Satan until this thing is over. Rest in heaven, ill bill, real brothers in the field. Mark and Mike, I love you, cause truth be told you stay real. Jason, you my brother, homie. Paul with the newborn, hustled off the futon, now flexing in his new home. This is what I mean, man. Jesus make us new creatures. Focus on the kingdom instead of fighting over song features. Witness to the truth, in and out the rap booth. Hell is not for me, and I'm praying that it's not for you.
I'm trying to find my way, but something keeps pulling me back.
Swimming in a sea of sins in my mind.
I'm trying to find my way, but something keeps pulling me back.
Living in the middle of the Babylon, yeah. Middle of the mission, get it on. I talk gospel, living in the gospel, never talk hostile, ventilating another song. In the midst of the ride, we gon' do just fine. And he, Jesus, provide, conquer death inside my soul. He alive, I see no lie. Charge, watch yourself. Revelation, quick as a world war. On an angel, angle the world war. And it came with a flame, let it burn more. Let them serve a wicked good from the bad tear. Darkness, no hope, if they go there. On a regular regiment, they're prevalent. We ain't talking to president, he ever said. Jesus, the Christ, like, it's alright. Ain't no sinners, a minister, we getting in them. Why they poison, listeners, and spitting venom. Ain't no worldly analysis, a challenge. Why they worship landmarks and fallacies. Apocalypse, and prophetic, you honor it. You see the lie, truth wins and all of it. All the time, Holy Ghost conduct mine. For the Lord, in due time, we all shine. It ain't nothing but a world, we gon' even up the score. God knocking at the door, don't you hear him calling? When I tell you the truth, and I spit it in a book that loose, tell you, devil don't want it. Witness for Christ, and I flow nice. On a demon colder than ice. Living machine, and it's precise. Here comes Satan,
I'm a soldier in the field, we gon' make it through the daylight. Make it through the daylight, we gon' make it through the daylight by the
done with faith, ripping the floor.
love still praying for those on the threshold but don't break. Hey, however long that it take, no devil pie and no cake. And the jealous ones still pray for you, but don't shoot us up in my space. Wait, this life will come with no hate. You talking out of that spite. Take the log out from your own eye. Make sure your salvation right. Approach the light and it's bright. No Lucifer that's in sight. That blood of Christ and that blood of Christ, and I plead over your life. Jesus the giver of infinite literature. Yeah. Jesus the healer of medicine living you. Yeah. Living my enemies up in my living room, living with memory. Demon, they get at you. Soldier, I'm living it. Jesus, I come to you. I'm free by the blood, and I'm at some G show, huh? Everybody need Christ, yeah, bruh, yeah, bruh. I'm free by the blood, and I'm at some G show, huh? Everybody need Christ, yeah, bruh, yeah, bruh.
I'm a soldier in the field, we gon' make it to the daylight. Make it to the daylight, we gon' make it to the daylight by the blood. We gon' make it by the blood.
Word, I'm living the scripture. Hope you get the picture. Christ the elixir, the elevated master, blood of Christ mixture. Pray no resistance, pray with persistence, impel the demon, pray hard. Then I come back to legion, come back for treason, slay y'all deep in the graveyard, pray God. I'm an automatic, and I'm chilling in the outskirts, servitude, I gotta have it. And tell Satan I'm a bomb first, word addict. I'm on the past, it's slow, never don't matter, brain matter. Praise the Lord, the sharpest sword, and Jesus, and no, there ain't no other. His words, they supposed to go to hell. Hot fire, no hope inside a cell. This word, I shared it with my mother. My brother gon' have story to tell. Who bell we on, no cowards running. Some people just fail to lie well. No price tag placed upon my soul. Praise Christ, the days of ancient old. Right now, it's about to go down. You just wanna hate it on the flow. Talk rap, making it for them skull crack. Doing this way back, come up with the Christ for the payback. Did you really say that? It don't really matter, ain't no industry slave with a chain and a big hat. I'll be running with Yeshua, you guess, huh? No foe, no crack under pressure. Take it to the top, till my head gets sharp and it just goes.
I'm a soldier in the field, we gon' make it to the daylight. Make it to the daylight, we gon' make it to the daylight by the blood. We gon' make it by the blood. Make it to the daylight by the blood. I'm a soldier in the field, we gon' make it to the daylight.
Check, mic check, mic check. Hold on, mic check. We on here. You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We on it. The blood of Jesus. That right? We going to make it by the blood. We soldiers in the field. We going to make it by the blood? Nope. You know what I'm talking about? That's the only way. All right? Speaking of the blood of Jesus, let's go. Matthew chapter 26. Yeah, we give a lot of scriptures over here. You know what I'm talking about? A lot of them. I mean, I just find out that faith come by hearing. Yeah, you having faith in God, me having faith in God, it comes by us hearing the word of God. So I'm finna give a lot of scriptures. So we're going to have a lot of faith in God. Shoot, that's what these for. All right, Matthew chapter 26. Let's feed our faith, man. Especially when Jesus said, when I come back, will I find faith on the earth? The people who was naming him all this time, look at them, ran away like cowards. They responded just like the world. You're supposed to be leading the world, man, because you're following God. Well, that show you that we all got to be before God. You know, ourselves on our own, man. Matthew chapter 26, one verse from over here, verse number 28. It says, for this is my blood of the New Testament. All right? This is my blood of the New Testament. These words are in red, but it's Jesus saying it. Which is shed for many for the remission of sins. This is my blood. So we're only cleansed, yeah, be cleansed only by the blood of Jesus. Scripture we going to. 1 John, all right? And then go to chapter number 1. So we're going to go to regular John next. You know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. So, yeah, let's go to 1 John. Still the same John that wrote Revelation and wrote John and then wrote 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, man.
these theologians and stuff, they don't know. See, you need to be sitting under, but you need the Holy Spirit teaching you. And these cemeteries, oops, I mean seminaries, you got to get it right the first time. Oh, because they ain't got no life. That was the old preacher told me. But yeah, yeah, cemeteries, they ain't got no life. But they ain't, you need the Holy Spirit teaching you. You don't need no man, no woman, no boy or girl. You need the Holy Spirit teaching you. So 1 John, let me see, chapter 1. And then we starting at verse number 7. First John, I'm still turning pages. Chapter 1, I'm on it. Verse 7 says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. I ain't going to have no beef with you. If you're really following Jesus Christ, you ain't going to have no beef with me either. Mm-hmm. That beef comes from that flesh. I'm telling you. Because God's spirit, sure enough, ain't divided. So if you got his spirit in you and I got his spirit in me, we're going to get along. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his sons, cleanses us from all sin. You got to know. You keep saying that because sin keeps us separated from God, and sin feels so good to us, right? Until we born again. Yeah, until we are born again. Then sin don't feel the same. And you be sorry that you done sinned and messed up, like, oh, man, Father, I hope you're going back to Father now. You know everything about you. You know the thoughts that come to your head before they hit your head. You know what I'm talking about? So 1 John chapter number 1, verse 8 says, if we say that we have no sin, you saying you not a sinner? Then we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Okay? You got to be humble. Now, if we confess our sins, though, so if you're saying you ain't got no sin, all right, you can't even repent, man. You deceiving yourself. The truth is not in you. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, though, confess that you are a sinner unto God, right? He is faithful and he's just to forgive us our sins, and he ain't stopping. Look at God. I'm going to forgive you of your sins, and I'm going to cleanse you. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness as well. We all up in the, all up under the blood of Jesus. Yeah. No vaccine for me. I'm good. We strizzle out here. Still living by faith and not by sight. John chapter 11, regular John this time. Matthew, Mark, Luke, then you'll find John. That's where we're going. John chapter number 11. John chapter 11. Appreciate everybody tuning in. We getting these scriptures in, man. So John chapter 11, appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ. John chapter 11, verse 25 and verse 26. You got to say amen. Amen. Okay, I got it. And I'm the only one that I can hear right. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection. That's why we're not afraid of death. Look at what Jesus, I am the resurrection. Look who Jesus is. I am the resurrection. We already find out that he the one that died, and he got the keys of hell and death, and he living forever. You know what I'm saying? All right. So, I am the resurrection. More words that's in red. And the life. I am the resurrection and the life. So death can't even kill you. He the resurrection and the life. Jesus is the life, remember? I'm talking about death can't even kill you if you belong to Jesus. He that believes in me, see? Though he were dead, yet shall he live. Look at that. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. So whoever, that's why I said my mama is in heaven. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord when you know Jesus before you leave this earth. And that's the right way that you need to die. Yeah, be ready. Rather he come or rather you die first. Because he is coming. Behold, he coming with clouds. And every eye going to see it. Even them that pierced him, right? Okay. He coming. Come, Lord Jesus. Now we saying that back to him.
We say what the Spirit say because he in us. Come, Lord Jesus. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes, whoever believes in Jesus, though he were dead, yet shall he live. So I'm not afraid of death, and I ain't trying to prolong my days on earth unless God do it. Because he prolonged your days when you obey your parents. You've been living a long time. But since y'all want to disobey, verse 26 says, and whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Look at this. Because he's the resurrection. Whoever living and believing in him shall never die. Do you believe this? This words of Jesus. I know he was talking to Martha back then. He's talking to you too, though, because the word of God is living. Yeah. Do you believe that? Whoever living right now and believing in Jesus shall never die. So we don't need a vaccine, because a vaccine can't prevent death. But one greater than the vaccine can prevent death. Yeah. His name is Jesus the Christ. We covered by his blood. Up in here. Up in here. Now go over a few chapters. We still in John. Go back a few chapters to chapter number 6. Let's go back a little bit here. John chapter 6, verse 32. We're going to skip around a little bit. Just highlighting these verses. John chapter 6, verse 32 says, then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, Moses gave you not the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. Moses didn't give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. Verse 33, John chapter 6 says, for the bread of God is he which comes down from heaven and gives life unto the world. Yeah, gives life to the whole world. Yeah, that's the bread of God. That's what God do. He reached the whole world. Remember, I told you I don't give credit to man. Yeah, they created the coronavirus. Yeah, that's a conspiracy theory or whatever. But the truth is, God will reach the whole world. For the bread of God is he which comes down from heaven and gives life unto the whole world. Jesus came to give life unto the world. You see what I'm saying? All right, go to verse 35. It says, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. You ain't getting to God. You ain't getting to heaven without Jesus Christ. So you better to die knowing Jesus. And he know you. Because that's the main thing. Yeah, do he know you? You could say you're knowing him all day. Depart from me, I never knew you. Or, well done, good and faithful servant. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that comes to me shall never hunger. And he that believes on me shall never thirst. That's why when you meet Jesus and then you start reading his Bible and start seeing your spirit with this, you don't need no other books and stuff, man. Because this, look what it just said. He that comes to me shall never hunger. Thirsty for nothing else. That's what they say today. They thirsty, right? He that believes on me shall never thirst. Jesus knew how we were going to be talking. He's still speaking your language. There ain't nothing new under the sun. He's still speaking your language. But he talking about hunger and thirsting. He ain't just saying they thirsty. You know what I'm talking about? He that comes to me, you ain't going to ever be hungry. And you ain't going to be thirsty like the world is. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. John chapter 6, verse 37 says, all that the Father gives me shall come to me. And him that comes to me, I will no wise cast out. Whoever comes to Jesus, he ain't going to kick you out of his kingdom. I tell you, I went to the church and then they threw stones at me because, you know what I'm saying, and trying to put me, you know, they're acting like Saul. They want to put me in their gear. You know, Saul put his gear and stuff on David, but it wore him down. Like, don't put no suits on me, man. I'm not the three-piece suit type. You see what I'm saying? Like, that ain't the audience that I'm appealing to either. I'm on this hip-hop, cuz. You know what I'm saying? I ain't on that. I'm on this, yeah, what I'm on some however you comfortable. You know what I'm saying? But still appropriate. You know what I mean? Going to be clean, but I ain't going to be like Pigpen just because I don't take no baths. I take showers. Okay, all right. Just trying to see if y'all paying attention. John chapter 6. All right. All right, verse 37 says, all that the Father gives me shall come to me. Everybody who Father gives me going to come to me. And him that comes to me, I will know why it's cast out. I ain't going to kick you out of here. You know what I'm talking about? He going to love you up in here. That's what he going to do. Verse 38 says, for I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And we got it twisted because we think we're supposed to be on the earth doing our own thing, especially these days. We're not greater than Jesus, and Jesus did not come down here to do his own will. But he came down here to do the will of the one that sent him, which is God's will. All right, verse 39 says, and this is the Father's will, which has sent me, all right, that of all which he has given me, I should lose nothing. Of everything that God gives you, you should lose nothing, right, but should raise it up at the last day. All of our works will be tested by fire, right? Look at Jesus. Preach and teach, Holy Ghost. Put it together for us. Verse 40 says, and this is the will of him that sent me. This is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which sees the Son and believes on him, everyone that sees the Son, who sees Jesus and believes on him, may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. You're not getting into heaven. This goes for all religions and everybody else. You're not getting into heaven without Jesus the Christ. We're going to make it by the blood, not by our own will, our religion, and our works. Yeah, we're going to make it by the blood. It's him that wills us, you know what I'm saying, and does his will in us. Yeah, it's him that makes us want to do his will, and then it's him that fulfills his will in us. It ain't, we ain't getting credit for this. Mm-mm. Just let God do what he do through you, and he going to make sure you straight. Go to verse 48, John chapter 6, verse 48. I am the bread of life. He came to give life to the whole world, remember? He knew the world was going to reject him. He know everything. He know what's in us. You know what I'm talking about? John chapter 6, verse number, where we at? I just read verse 48, I am the bread of life. Go to verse 50. I tell you, we're skipping around, highlighting verses. John chapter 6, verse 50 says, this is the bread which came down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. Yeah, I want to eat this bread and not die. You mean the blood of Jesus will keep me from dying? Yes. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And here go another one. To live is Christ. As long as you're living on the earth, it's Christ all day. To die is gain. That's promotion. We ain't afraid of death, cuz. I ain't afraid of no death. They be talking about they ain't afraid of no ghosts. I bet they won't say, I ain't afraid of no death. You can tell they is. They afraid of death, but they going to put them vaccines up in their body. I'm talking, they putting them up in them. And then they making it mandatory and all this, and want to cut you off from doing this and that and the other. It sounds like the mark of the beast. Can't eat by itself. Can't even clock in. That's where it's going. So the mask, that was the first phase. The vaccine is the second phase. You see what I'm saying? And look at what they're doing. They're doing more with the vaccine than they did with the mask. They tried. They tested out. I'm telling you. Test it out. Let's test it out. Test them out with the mask and all that. The mask mandate. And then here we go. Vaccine mandate. Look, shout out. They came up with the vaccine in 9 months, and y'all trust them. I trust God. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. Can't serve God and mammon. It ain't just money. Mammon is the world mentality, the way that the world thinks. Because the world calls the dollar the almighty. Mm-hmm. And then I heard this, too, like, they wasn't making enough money on the cases of the coronavirus and stuff. They make more money off of surgery, so then they start, like, you know, not really caring about the coronavirus patients that was coming in the hospital, man. See, we don't really know what's going behind the scenes and stuff, man. You know what I mean? We don't really be knowing what be going on, man. They don't tell us everything. They tell you what they want you to hear and believe, but God. That's where we at. All right? Verse 50 says, this is the bread which came down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. Verse 51 says, I am the living bread. All this about life, right? You see what he do to death? He tell you, boy, if you believe in me, you ain't gonna even die, shawty. Even if you die, you're gonna be alive forever. Like, shoot. I am the living bread. Verse 51, John chapter 6. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. Mm-hmm. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. I'm going to trade my life for the life of the world. Yep. The price had to be paid somehow. And he did it. The one that created us, he did it for us. made us right with him. That's love. Made us right with him. You owe me the debt, but I'm going to pay your debt off for you. But they won't even do that. They got what they call debt collectors. We owe God the biggest debt, but then he cleared the debt for us, and these mother want to got doing, all right, now I'm going to threaten. They threaten you, ain't it? Hey, man, we need our money, man. Like, boy, ain't your money. I work for the company, man. I need my money, man. Oh. All right, John chapter 6, verse 53 says, then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man. Yeah, do what he did. Yeah, walk in his shoes. You know what I'm talking about? I know you got, at least you got some Jordans or some Pumas or something these days. Back it. You know what I'm talking about? He ain't have all that cushion. He had them sandals, man. He got all that dirt getting on his feet and everything. So walk like he walked. You know what I'm talking about? Keep your Pumas on, though, your Nikes and your Jordans or whatever you wear. Reeboks, New Balance. All right, verse 53. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. And this way it got the separating of sheep or the goat from the goats. Because a lot of people left after this. You know what I'm talking about? Whoso eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. I'm going to raise him up at the last day. I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood dwells in me, and I in him. See, they thought he was talking about some old cannibalism and all that, and carnal head. That's why the carnal mind can't operate right with God. It's going to be against God. You see what I'm saying? That's why he had to even rebuke Satan out of Peter one time. So verse 57 says, as the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eats me, even he shall live by me. You got to do what he did. We eating his word right now. We feeding our faith. That's what we doing. We eating the word. We eating Jesus. The word became flesh. Right? So they thought he was talking about flesh because they didn't have the right mind. So a lot of them left, but some stayed. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eats of this bread shall live forever. If you eat this Bible, you feed your faith with this word of God, you feed your belief with this word, start believing in God more, you ain't going to never die. You're going to live forever. Go to verse 63. It says, it is the spirit that quickens, or it is the spirit that gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The flesh profits. It is the spirit that quickens, or the spirit that gives life. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The words that Jesus speaks to us, they spirit and they are life. We winding down. You know what I'm talking about? We still got a few places to go, trying to see where I'm cut off at. Let's go to Isaiah 54. Got 11 minutes left live on the broadcast. Appreciate everybody tuning in. However you tuned in, appreciate you. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. All right. Isaiah chapter 54. Isaiah 54. Y'all know where I'm going with this. Because it's a shame that they ain't saying this and they ain't reminding us. Or they forgot about this, man. You know, why I say it's between us and God. The most important question that you got to answer is, who do you say that Jesus is? That's the most important question in life, in your life, period. Who do you say that Jesus is? And your response determines if you know him or not. Isaiah 54, we're going to start a few verses back. I know everybody like to go to verse 17, chapter 54, verse 17, but we're going to go back to verse 13. Isaiah 54, 13, then we'll read down to 17. So let's go. Isaiah 54, verse 13 says, and all your children shall be taught of the Lord. This is some good news over here. All your children going to be taught of the Lord. I know they just started school. They're going to back school and all this stuff like that. You know what I'm talking about? But all your children, though. Yeah, your children? My children? Our children? Yeah, they're going to be taught by the Lord. They're going to be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. Your children going to have peace. But the other children that ain't covered by the blood, I thought they catch a coronavirus, cuz. You see it going on. You see it. Mm-hmm. But your children being taught of the Lord, and they got peace. That's right. Verse 14, in righteousness shall you be established. I established you, and I'm establishing you in righteousness, is what God is doing. In righteousness shall you be established. You shall be far from oppression. You going to be far from oppression, for you shall not fear. So you're going to be far from fear too, because fear will oppress you. You're going to be far from fear and from terror, for it shall not come near you. I'm going to take the word of God, man. I'm going to take the word of God over their word. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whoever shall gather together against you shall fall for your sake. Uh-oh. Now we getting heated. There go that fire. He turned up the fire again. We about to get out the broadcast, eh? Yeah, turn it up then. Turn it up. Turn it up. Hold on, y'all. I'm making sure we still on. Making sure we still got it. Bam, bam, bam. All right. All right. Now, Isaiah 54. See why we had to go back a few verses? We would have been missing all this. All right. So, verse 15. Let's get that one again. Behold, they shall gather. They shall surely gather together. They're going to gather together now, but not by me. Whoever shall gather together against you and your faith. That's what he's talking about. Your faith in me. Your faith in God. Whoever gathered together against your faith in God shall fall for your sake. Remember they came up to get Jesus, and Jesus asked them who they were looking for, and then they said they're looking for Jesus. He said, I am here, and they fell. Remember that? All right. They're going to work for you too. He says, behold, I have created a smith. I'm the one that created the smith that blows the coals in the fire. Coppersmith. Oh, the coal fire. Oh, coalsmith. Okay. And that brings forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. So he the one created the coronavirus. You see that? I created the waster to destroy. Because my wrath is revealed from heaven against all the ungodliness of men, right? He let you know who created everything. Come on, man. I created the smith that blows the coals in the fire and that brings forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. Why would I give man credit for that when the Bible let me know who did this? Yeah. But you who have faith in God, and those of us who will put our faith in God, right? No weapon that is formed against you. That next verse is for you. Yeah, it ain't for nobody that don't believe in Jesus, and they just quoting it. Some of them think that, though, but, you know, we got to have a belief. Got to believe. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall condemn that. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And look at this, the next part, their righteousness is of me, says the Lord. Our righteousness is of God. God got this. Yeah, God got you, God got me. All right, let's go to Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. Matthew chapter 10. I know y'all don't had enough, but hey, I told you, we're going to get the good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Let's get it. Shoot, man, let's get this. Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. And fear not them which kill the body. Don't fear those that kill the body. The coronavirus can't do nothing but kill your body, so don't be afraid of that. Fear not them which kill the body. That's all man can do, this world system and all that. That's all they can do, the government. Don't fear them that can kill your body, but are not able to kill your soul. They can't kill your soul. So fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. You better fear that one. That's what Big Brother Jesus tells us. Know what I'm talking about? Acts chapter number 17. Trying to see where I'm going to stop at. I might stop right here. Acts chapter number 17, yeah. Acts chapter 17. Verses 24 through 28, Acts chapter 17. Verse 24 says, God
that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwells not in temples made with hands. Acts chapter 17, verse 25. Neither is worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything. Like, God don't need your worship. You need to worship God, though. Yeah, God don't need worship from humans. Don't worship him as though he needed anything. He don't need nothing. He own everything, Charter. That's why everybody got to go back and answer to him. That's why he's telling us before Jesus comes, hey, look to me. Neither is he worshipped. Neither is worship with men's hands as though he needed anything, seeing he gives to all life. He gives all life. Give everybody life and breath and all things. He the one that gives to all life and breath and all things. God gives to all. Look at this. It all belongs to you, because God gives to all, gives to everybody and to everything life and breath and all things. Everything you need now, my God shall supply. Everything, give you everything, right? Verse 26 says, and has made of one blood all nations of men. We all kin. We all made by one God. We all made of one blood. I guess that's why they try to put the blood types in there, because they're going to try to defy God in any way they can, right? The blood type. No, he just put everybody in front of him. He has made us of one blood, all nations of men. That makes us all connect right there, because we all humans. Some people forgot. He has made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined the times. He already determined the times before appointed. So God ain't, he wasn't surprised by no coronavirus. I wasn't either. He let us know already the things that's going to happen before Jesus comes. So that's why we up here, oh yeah, it give us more faith. We saying, come Lord Jesus. He has determined the times before appointed, before we even got here, and the bounds of their habitation. He determined it. Ain't nothing going without him knowing about it. Verse 27 says that they should seek the Lord, though. That's what 2020 and coronavirus was about, getting you to seek the Lord. Cuz you see how the people who believed in him were preaching all the message, you see how they reacted. The judgment started in my house, says the Lord. You see how they did. They ran, bro. They couldn't wait for the CDC to tell them what to do. They couldn't wait. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That they should seek the Lord, though, if happily they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. Ain't that something? He not far from every one of us. But look at how we acting and how we doing, man. It seems like we so far from him, because sin, though he be not far from every one of us, every one of us should be seeking the Lord right now. Verse 28 says, for in him we live and move and have our being. In him. Ain't no coronavirus getting up in him. We living and moving and having our being in him. We good. For in him we live and move and have our being. As certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also right there. I ain't finished, but I'm going to stop, though. You know what I'm talking about? When hip-hop meets the Christ, appreciate everybody tuning in. They made their buildings testing and vaccines. You're right. They sure did. Thank you for saying that. They sure did. Those churches turning into vaccine sites and stuff, man. And opening up vaccine spots and stuff at the churches, cuz. I don't blame y'all for not wanting to go to church. I ain't going either. When hip-hop meets the Christ, appreciate you tuning in. Yeah, follow Jesus, though. You know what I'm talking about? We'll keep assembling however his spirit wants us to assemble. Oh, yeah, by the way, all churches are not bad. Most of these churches on that bull. Appreciate you tuning in. We help out Mr. Christ. Deuces.
Ay. Turn up, turn up, turn up, that's what they say in the world. But I just find it funny they can't turn up on my Lord. I'ma keep it crump for Jesus Christ and that won't change. Every time you see me, man, you know I praise his name. I keep it jumping for Jesus, jumping for Jesus, jumping for Jesus, jumping for Jesus. I'll be rocking for Jesus, rocking for Jesus, rocking for Jesus, rocking for Jesus. I'ma keep it going for Jesus Christ, man. Cause he's the one who came and saved my life, man. When it comes to him, I'm jumping out the gym. I sing my phrases how they play above the rim. So for Jesus Christ, I'm turned. Satan tried to steal his praise, but we gon' show him. I told you from the start I would change the game. And till this day, that still ain't changed. And all I wanna do is praise my God. Ain't gon' come for the Lord like I'm LeBron James. Way in heaven, I'ma let this world out praise him. Cause they be rocking for Satan, but I party for D.O.D. I'm jumping for the Lord like a certified rock star. Cause Jesus is the rock and I ain't talking Dwayne Johnson. Turn up, turn up, turn up, that's what they say in the world. But I just find it funny they can't turn up on my Lord. I'ma keep it crump for Jesus Christ and that won't change. Every time you see me, man, you know I praise his name. I keep it jumping for Jesus, jumping for Jesus, jumping for Jesus, jumping for Jesus. I'll be rocking for Jesus, rocking for Jesus, rocking for Jesus, rocking for Jesus.
I am. Again, I've been born. Christ planted the seed of faith on good ground, not amongst the thorns.
No thorns.
I've been touched by the passion that just redeemed me and stamped me with the seal of the Spirit, confirming, yearning, and amped me. So now I'm jumping.
I'm rocking.
I'm bouncing,
and I'm vibing.
I'm off the chain in Jesus' name. Look how his name get it popping.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm turned up, jubilated, grounded, rooted, fully persuaded.
Yeah.
This joy and peace I have is fruit from the tree of life, and I ate it. When I tried it, I got ignited. Aroused up and excited. That fruit was the boost I needed. And through Christ God supplied it. I feel the urge and I'm encouraged.
Hey.
Provoked, yep, and I'm driven.
Hey.
To allow your spirit to fight. Yep, they jump, yep, yep, it is living. Yeah.
Turn up, turn up, turn up. That's what they say in the world.
Hey.
But I just find it funny they can't turn up on my Lord. I'ma keep it calm for Jesus Christ and that won't change. Every time you see me, man, you know I praise his name. I keep it jumping for Jesus, jumping for Jesus, jumping for Jesus, jumping for Jesus. I'll be rocking for Jesus, rocking for Jesus, rocking for Jesus, rocking for Jesus.
For Jesus Christ I turn up, all unrighteousness burn up. Breaking loose every chain, benefits in his name. Oh foolish Galatians, quit to hold back your praises. You can't be made perfect by pursuing the flesh. Let them tell it they bless, overwhelm and stress. Get that devil off your chest, open your mouth and confess. Lord Jesus, I need ya. Lord Jesus, I want ya. I can't do it without ya. Let's be vessels of praise. He's the Ancient of Days, everlasting, no chains. Submit to his holy power, stop resisting, looking sour. I gotta keep it jumping, I gotta keep it rocking. It's through my praise I break every yoke, it ain't no stopping.
Turn up, turn up, turn up, that's what they say in the world. But I just find it funny they can't turn up on my Lord. I'ma keep it calm for Jesus Christ and that won't change. Every time you see me, man, you know I praise his name. I keep it jumping for Jesus, jumping for Jesus, jumping for Jesus, jumping for Jesus. I'll be rocking for Jesus, rocking for Jesus, rocking for Jesus, rocking for Jesus.
Living in the middle of the Babylon, middle of the mission, get it on. I talk gospel, living in the gospel, never talk hostile. Ventilating mother's home, in the midst of the ride, we gon' do just fine. Any Jesus,
survive. Conquer death inside my soul, he alive. I see no lie. Charge, watch his step. Revelation, quick as a world war. On an angel, angle the world law. And it came with a flame that it burned off. Let them separate the good from the bad tear. Darkness, no hope, but they go there. On a regular regiment, they're prevalent. We ain't talking to president, he ever said. Jesus, the Christ, like it's alright. Ain't no sinners, a minister, we're getting in them. Why they poison listeners and spitting venom? Ain't no worldly analysis, the challenges. Why they worship landmarks and palaces? Apocalypse, and prophetic, you honor it. You see the lie, truth wins in all of it. All the time, Holy Ghost conduct mine. For the Lord, in due time, we all shine. It ain't nothing but a war, we gon' even up the score. God knocking at the door, don't you hear him calling? When I tell you the truth and I spit it in the book, that news tell you, devil don't want it. Witness for Christ and I flow nice. On a demon colder than ice. Living machine in his precise. Yeah, yeah, we say and give
I'm a soldier in the field, we gon' make it to the daylight. Make it to the daylight, we gon' make it to the daylight by the blood. We gon' make it by the blood. Make it till the daylight by the blood. I'm a soldier in the field. We gon' make it till the daylight.
Make it till the daylight. We gon' make it till the daylight by the blood. Make it till the daylight by the blood. Yeah. Getting it all done with faith. Ripping the blood. I'm still praying for those on the threshold, but don't break. Hey, however long that it takes. Devil pie and no cake. And the jealous ones I still pray for you. But no Judas up in my space. Wait, this life will come with no hate. You talking out of that spite. Take the log out from your own eye. Make sure your salvation right. Approach the light and it's right. No Lucifer that's in sight. That blood of Christ and that blood of Christ. And I plead over your life. Jesus the giver of infinite literature. Yep. Jesus the healer of medicine living you. Yep. Living my enemies up in my living room, living with memories. Demon, they get at you. Soldier, I'm living it. Jesus, I come to you. I'm freed by the blood, and I'm at some G-show, look. Everybody need Christ, yeah, bruh, yeah, bruh. I'm freed by the blood, and I'm at some G-show, look. Everybody need Christ, yeah, bruh, yeah, bruh.
I'm a soldier in the field. We gon' make it to the daylight. Make it to the daylight. We gon' make it to the daylight by the blood. We gon' make it by the blood.
I'm living the scripture. Hope you get the picture. Christ the elixir, the elevated mindset, better Christ mixture. Pray no resistance, pray with persistence, impel the demon, pray hard. Then I come back to legion, come back for treason, slay y'all deep in the graveyard, pray God. I'm an automatic, and I'm chilling in the outskirts, servitude, I gotta have it. And tell Satan I'm a bomb first, word addict. I'm one of the pastors, slow, no, it don't matter, brain matter. Praise the Lord, the sharpest sword, and Jesus, and no, there ain't no other. His words say, close, we're going to hell. Hot fire, no hope inside a cell. This word, I shared it with my mother. My brother gon' have story to tell. Who bell we are, no cowards running. Some people just tell the lie well. No price tag placed upon my soul. Praise Christ, the days of ancient old. Right now, it's about to go down. You just wanna hate upon the flow. Talk rap, making it for limbs go crack. Doing this from way back, come up with the Christ for the payback. Did you really say that? It don't really matter, ain't no industry slave with a chain and a big hat. I'll be running with Yeshua, you guess, huh? No foe, no crack under pressure. Take it to the top, till my head gets sharp and it just goes.
I'm a soldier in the field, we gon' make it to the daylight. Make it to the daylight, we gon' make it to the daylight by the blood. We gon' make it by the blood. Make it to the daylight by the blood. I'm a soldier in the field, we gon' make it to the daylight. Make it to the daylight, we gon' make it to the daylight by the blood.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt